Hi, this is Pastor Mike Shingler from Hope Presbyterian Church in Syracuse, and I'm your pastor for the day. Do you find joy in trials and suffering? Now, at first, you might think that's a stupid question. Who's going to be happy about having problems? Well, the Bible tells us that we should find trials to be a cause for joy. In James chapter 1, we read in verse 2, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds." Now that, I think, strikes us as something that seems completely counterintuitive. Trials are something we try to avoid if we can. They generally bring us stress, sadness, or pain, not joy. So how are we supposed to rejoice in them? Well, let's see if we can unpack a little further what James is really saying to us here. Scripture is not commanding us to find the trials themselves to be something joyful. The Bible does not superficially paint over the reality of suffering and sorrow with a simplistic, "Oh, just be happy." But rather, James is calling us to view the trials through a lens of faith. And when we do that, we can count it joy, even when, at the same time, we're experiencing sorrow or distress. James goes on to explain, "For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." In other words, by faith, we can recognize that God really is in control of the various trials we encounter. They're not just random problems, they're trials that our Heavenly Father has ordained. And he ordains them for a good purpose. The trials serve a specific purpose in God's plan for our lives. They test our faith. And that testing of faith produces steadfastness or endurance. So the trial comes, and it puts faith to the test. And this testing is a proving of the genuineness of faith. Like a fine metal that's proven and purified by fire. Peter refers to the same thing when he speaks of the tested genuineness of your faith that's more precious than gold. Now, genuine faith is that faith that endures through various trials that we experience. Hence, James can say that it produces steadfastness, that this is a reason for joy, to count it joy when we experience trials, that God is working through those trials to refine and prove our faith. To put it another way, if it were not for our trials, faith would never have the opportunity to show itself and shine forth in the true character and nature of enduring through difficulty. But a faith that is tested and proven through trials produces steadfastness and is more precious than gold at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Steadfastness, as James goes on to say, has the effect of making the Christian perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. In short, enduring through trials is one of the ways we mature as Christians. Faith not only produces steadfastness, but faith itself is matured and strengthened by trials. And God, in his wisdom, uses the trials to further purify us from sinful ways and patterns of thought, so that we become more mature in Jesus. So as a Christian, when you encounter various trials, and that's inevitable, you can count it as a cause for joy, even though the trials themselves bring suffering. By faith, you can rejoice in the knowledge that God has ordained the trials for his good purpose. They are instruments that he is using to show forth the reality of the faith he has given you by grace. And as you endure through those trials, they work to refine, strengthen, and mature your faith in Christ. And that truly is a cause for joy. This has been Pastor Mike Shingler from Hope Presbyterian Church in Syracuse, and your pastor for the day. May you have a blessed day in the Lord Jesus Christ.